of guys went there to throw, huh?
Okay, sure.
All right, does everyone have the Xos? You have the Xos here? Okay, good. My glass is broke before, so I don't know how. I had, thank God I had a backup here in the car, but not reading too good. So let's see how far we get.
Okay.
All right. Feel like, ooh, you know? All right. Okay, so I wanted to see, actually the Rav has, I didn't get a chance to read it myself, but the Rav has a whole piece about Yom Kippur, about Shlichus, about how Hashem Shlichus is different than our Shlichus that we have. So today we're going to try to do our Shlichus, okay? What exactly the definition is of it, okay? All right. There's only one time in all of Mishnayos and Shas where the klal of Shlichus Shel Adam Kamoso appears. Where is that? It's a Mishnah in Brachos on Daf Lamed Daled. The Mishnah in Brachos, and it's not really real Shlichus over there, but in a sense it really is. The Mishnah says in Brachos on Daf Lamed Daled and Beis that if you appoint a Shlich Sibor and he does a good job, here I'll read it to you. Amispao Lamadala Mizan Bras. Amispao Vita Simin Rolo. If a guy davens for Dom and he makes a mistake, it's a bad sign for him. Being Shlich Sibor who, and if he's a Shlich Sibor, he makes a mistake, Simin Ra Lashokham. It's a bad sign for the guys who sent him. Mipnei Sheshluchul Shel Adam Kamoso. That's the only time in all of Shas Mishnayos that phrase appears. Okay? Very, very interesting. So, that, now I say, is that real Shlichus? Not real Shlichus? The truth of the matter is there's a principle, we all know the Gemara writes in Sukkah, Lamechetzim, a base called Shomei Kahona. Listening is like what? Answering, right? And listening is like answering, so how does that work? That works, the Stipler has, that's how a lot of Gedolei Achronim say that Shomei Kahona works through Shlichus. That the fellow that says is like what? Is like your Shliach. Okay? And therefore, when you answer, he's like done a job for you. Okay? So since he's done a job for you, he's your shliach and he's done a job for you. Now, let's say you have a fellow who's a Baal Tshuva who doesn't know how to daven, but he wants to daven. So what do? So can he just stand next to me and daven Shemoneh Esrei? And listen, so the Gaon made a takana, no, you can't. Because davening was a takana to do quietly. And therefore, the only way a guy who doesn't know how to daven could be yotze through davening is through what? Chazar Shashats. You need a Shlich Zibor, you need nine other guys, and in fact, that was one of the major reasons of having Chazar Shashats, to be motzi the Eino Baki. Someone who doesn't know how to daven was to be motzi the Eino Baki. But you can't have, and I remember there was a great Talmud Chacham Rav here, Rabbi Winevsky, who was blind, so that's how it was a Talmud of the Rav. And I remember when we were davening in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he would always stand next to a fellow, and the fellow would say it out loud for him. But he would say it along, because he can't listen. I mean, he could listen, but you're not Yotze to listen. He has to actually say it verbally. And later on, when I was in Shalbim, my first year in Shalbim, one of my friends is a great Talmud Chacham, and he's a Rav. He got smich here as a chaplain. He became blind in Eretz Yisrael. It's a terrible, terrible thing. It's called the macular degeneration. You know, it's a terrible, terrible thing. His mamash was like out of nowhere. He had to be flown immediately home and everything. But he's married, he has children. And he's a chaplain in Queens, a Muslim from here, finished shmich and everything. So when he davened a few years with me, Yom Kippur, and he would daven next to me, and I would say it a little bit out, not too loud to disturb the others, but said a little bit out loud so the other guys, so he would hear. But he would say himself, not just hear and listen, he would actually say, because it knocks us so long, you know, to know the tefillah. Because we don't allow Shomei Kahona unless it's in Chazar Shashats. Okay? But in essence, Shomei Kahona really is based on Shlichus. That's what the Gedolei Achronim say. So, It's interesting. So whether this is real shlichus or not, it's important to note that the one time in Mishnayos that the phrase shlichus l'amkum also applies is in brachas on lamed aleph. It's a good question to ask people. You ask people, they start thinking back and forth, you know. Where is it? So people will always tell you, where's the marker of shlichus and shas in the Gemara? In Kedusha. We learned it in the Malachim and Beis. That's in the Gemara, the phrase appears, shlichus l'amkum also. But in Mishnayos, it's only in brachas. Okay. Very good. So I want to lay down now, and this is Rav Rotzo actually, he always says, whenever you have a kafa dimyo, okay, there are really two ways to analyze a kafa dimyo. Shlucho shel adam kimoso. The shlich is like the what? The mishalech. Is that literal? Is that mamish literal? Shlucho shel adam kimoso. Is it mamish literal? And therefore, the way we'll explain it is that it's like Yada Richter. He's like an extension of my hand. Okay? It's like Yada Richter. He's like an extension of my hand. Okay? So one possibility is Yada Richter. It's kind of like, you know, the virtual Basia. You know, Basia Pasparo. She extended her hand. It extended an Amo. Right? Lahakala Lotos, who was a ball player when I was really young. A guy named Paul Silas, he had very long arms, so he had a tremendous amount of rebounds. Okay? So, Lavalov would know this, or you have virtual Basia. So, you have, let's say, you have, when you extend it, when you appoint a shlich, it becomes almost an extension of your hand. So, that's taking the kaf adimyol tremendously seriously. Shluch shalom kemoso mamish. That's one possibility in shluch shalom kemoso. Okay? The other possibility is that the shliach is his own man and he is not an extension of the sender, the mishaleach. But the maisa that the shliach does relates back to the mishaleach. Okay? So let's write it as shliach adam acher achein ma'asav Misyaches Lemin Shalem. Okay? It relates back to the Mishalem. Misyaches means relates back to the Mishalem. But he's his own man. The Shlip is his own man. The actions just relate back to the Mishalem. That's a second possibility. And therefore, the Kafa Dimyon will be, the way we'll say it, is elastic. Meaning it's not literal. It means like Shomei Kona. Shomei Kona can be literally, when I listen, it's like I'm actually saying, or it's elastic. There's two ways to be Otzer Mitzvah. You can be Otzer through saying, and you can also be Otzer Mitzvah through listening. So both ways are legitimate, but I'm not saying that the cuff is literal. So this second approach is that the cuff is not literal at all. Second approach is not literal at all. The cuff is not literal. And therefore, what it means to say is that just like the Mishalech can get the job done, the Shliach can get the job done for the Mishalech. But the Shliach is his own man. Okay? That's the second possibility. Everyone got that? And therefore the Kaf HaDimyon, that Kaf HaShulchan Kamos, is not literal. Just means that the Mishalech can get the job done in one of two ways. Either through his own actions, or what? Or the Shliach can do a mitzvah that relate back to him and it'll be good. Okay? Now the truth is, you know what? So as long as we're presenting the two, let's present the third right now, but we'll leave alone the third for a while, okay? The third possibility is from Reb Yosef Engel. Reb Yosef Engel was one of the great Gedolei Achronim, and he wrote a sefer called the Lekin Romeis for him. In fact, he wrote one sefer that gave 70 terutzim to one kasha. I forgot the name of the sefer. It was on Daf Yomi a few months ago. But he wrote one sefer to give 70 terutzim to one kasha. What'd you say? Oh, okay. Very good. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. So I thought you were going to say that, you know, there's a sefer near Lameda. You know, the 100 kasha, 100 terutzim, the Beis Yosef's kasha, why we celebrate 8 nights of Hanukkah, which should only be 7. Because it makes us 7 days. There's another sefer written by Chelkas Yoav, who was the Talmud of the Sakachava Rebbe, called the Kava Kashyasa, from Zal Nechemu, sometimes quoted. The Kama Kashasana is he had 103 kashas. Kama, Kuf Beis Aleph. He had 103 kashas. So the Sefer is he has 103 kashas, and he answers those 103 different kashas. Okay. So Rabbi Yosef Engel in this, one of his sfar called the Lekach Tov, in the first siman, he talks about Shlichus. And he presents a third possibility. He says the Shliach is an Adam Acher, and the Maisa Umasa Lo Mishyaches. Then I ask him, what's going on? Just the Torah makes a Xeris HaKosim and says, whatever the Shliach does, it works for the Mishalech. But we don't say that it relates back. It's just the Torah is Geizer that it works. There's a Xeris HaKosim. The Shliach is an Automacher. Umasa Lo Mishyaches Le Mishalech. Rock. Xeris HaKosim is a Xeris HaKosim. That it's mobile, myself, mobile, and works. Mobile means works. Live in Shalayah. Okay? This is a third possibility. If you follow this, it's a bit conceptual, but they're just like the Shlich is on man. The actions really don't relate to the Shalayah, but the Torah says, if you appoint in this guy and he does something, it works for you. You know what I'm saying? It's not like an extension of my hand. It's not like the kedushin that he gave to the woman, the kesef, relates back to me. But it's there's a custom that since I appointed him and he did it on my behalf, it works for me. We'll see a Gemara, or maybe two Gemaras, that will highlight this third approach. Okay. Fine. Let us begin, you know, with the following. Let's see Rashi. Rosh here's on Testament base, okay? Does anybody have the Evergiddens? Take a look at Testament base, okay? Rashi says, we're going to see the Xos inside. I don't know if we'll do the whole piece of the Xos. Do you have a Xos? Jesse, have the Xos? The packet here. I get it. Here's the Xos. Let's take a look at Rashi here on Testament base, okay? There is a halacha that if a man, you see the fourth line from the top of the Gemara? Let's just see that. It says, oh, it's hard for me to read this. What is it? Omer tein getz el ishti, v'shtar shikr zel avdi. Okay? Oh, right here. You see where it says, lo yitnu lachar misa? By the two dots. The middle of Testament Bay is by the two dots. It says, the Sulek, Vayika Omer Tanu gets a lishti, Vishtar Shikr Zola Avdi Umes. What's the din if a man says to his wife, a man says to a Shliach, give a get to his wife, or he says to a Shliach, give a document of freedom to his Evaknayim. Umes, and then the Shliach, then the master, the husband or the master die beforehand. What's the din? Lo Yidnu Lachar Misa. Period. What does Lo Yidnu Lachar Misa mean? So Rashi says, take a look at Rashi and Dermaskol Lo Yidnu Lachar Misa. Lo Yidnu Lachar Misa. Ve'afilu Rabbanan Da'amrei Shichrur Avonim Schusu. Ve'zochem Lanim Shlo B'fanav. What does that mean? Normally, it's a what? It's a schus to go free. So what do we should assume? Zochem Lanim Shlo B'fanav, and the guy should go free. The Evik Knayim before you got it, right? Nehi granted the lahachis achabeit below matzilu meheder. Granted, it's a schus that the adon can't change his mind. Miu moder rabbanim de kolkama de lomata gitli yade. Kolzman the get does not get to the what? Kolzman the get does not get to whose hand? The evik kinein's hand. Lohavim mishukrar. He's not free. The kevin de mis kadim. And if the adon dies, su lohavim shichrur shichrur. It's no longer considered to be a what? It's no longer considered to be a freedom. The nafkale reshusim minei, because he's been released. The chadale reshus yorshim. And whose reshus does he go into? The reshus of who? The yorshim. So what does Rashi say? The guy gave the shliach, right? The guy gave the shliach, and I say, granted he was zochin. The man gave it to the shliach, granted he was zochin. He can't retract. But Kolzman the get did not get to his hand. Whose hand? The Shliach's hand, right? The Shliach's hand. What's the din? Because if the Shliach already got the get, the guy's free. Because Zachalot Shlomo Fonov. The master gave the get Shichur. He didn't give it to me. He said, Mr. Shliach, take this document of freedom, give it to my Evik Nani. Before the Shliach picked up the get shikur, the guy died. So what's the halacha? You can't give it, right? But how does Rashi describe why you can't give it? What does Rashi say? Because why? The Yorshim get it, right? Because the Yorshim get him. What would you have said? If you were Rashi, well, all right, we should all be like Rashi. Yeah, Yonah, go ahead.
Could you explain it?
No, we wouldn't say that. It's a good point. No, it's a good point. It's a good point. But we assume that it's such a good schus for him to go free. As soon as the shliach touches it, he's transformed it like a shliach l'kabbalah for the eved. Okay, we're going to see the Mishnah there on Daf Yud Gimel. Okay, it's a good point what you're saying, but that's all law. That's musical. Okay, but what I want to say is, what would you have said if you were Rashi? Go ahead, John. No, before, but what would you have said? Why he can't give it? Because the shliach is excellent. Should go up and smoke. If a guy appoints a shliach and the guy dies, then there should be no shlichus. It shouldn't remain intact. The shlichus should implode. Ain't shlichus achermisa. But what does Rashi say? Rashi says the shlichus stayed intact. The only reason why it's not a good shikur is because there's a technical problem that the yorshim already taken him over. And what happens if the guy has no yorshim? What would you say? He's free because he has no master. You follow what I'm saying? Why did Rashi stand on his head and say the reason why he doesn't give it after Misa is because the Yorshim now happened? Or if he didn't have Yorshim, he's a free man. That's what Rashi said. Rashi should have said that the Shlichus goes up in smoke. So therefore, what do you see from Rashi, says Nixos Achoshim? That Rashi holds which approach? Not one. Yad Arichta, but he holds number two. Because if it's Yad Arichta, John, and you appoint a shlich and the Mishlech dies, the whole shlich just goes up in smoke. So it must be the Rashi holds a second approach, but the shlich remains what? His own man. Just there's no one for his actions to relate back to because the guy died. Okay? That's the chiddush that we want to bring out here. This is not my view. This is the Ksatz HaFashion's view. In the late 1700s, the Gadol, one of the Gadol. Okay? It's a beautiful view. It's a good suggestion, you say, Yonah, but we assume it's a great source to go free, do mitzvahs, because if you're an Evik Nani, you're half Jew, the Rambam says. Half Jew, the Rambam says. When you go free, he has to go to the mikvah a second time, according to the Rambam, it's the rice, according to Mukios, it's the Rabbana. But once he goes free, and he goes to the mikvah, he becomes a full-fledged Jew. So it's a big schus. Actually, the Chumim says, the Rebbeir says, Abdev Efker and Nichol. He loves his Efkers. He'd rather stay in Evik Nani. Okay. We all like the Chumim. This is according to Chum. We're going to Chum. Let's turn to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph now. Okay? What does Rashi say here in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph? Oh. You take so many things for granted, like everything, including my glasses, you know? Glasses you take for granted. Then when they're broke, you don't take it for granted. Okay. Masnissen. Let's see the Rashi. Let's just see the Mishnah. The testament of this was a quote to this Mishnah. It says, Omer Tanu Getz Elishti. Finished. If a guy gives a get to his wife, he says to the shliach, take this get to give it to his wife. Or the master says to a shliach, take this document of freedom and what? Give it over to him. But it wasn't given over. It was on the table. The get for the shtar shikur was on the table. He said, go get it. Then before the guy goes to the guy dies. What's the din? Lo yidnu machamisa. Take a look at Rashi. Omer Tanu, Rashi in the Mishnah, Yud Gimel Mav. Masnissa Omer Tanu. What does Rashi say? Omer Tanu get Lishti. Garsinim b'masnissim. Garsinim b'masnissim. We have a Gerson in the Mishnah. Below Garsinim, Tain. We're not Gerson the word Tain. It says Tanu. Because what would Tain connote? Exactly like you said, Yonah. Shalom Masrum Liat Shlich B'chayim. Because Tain connotes that he actually gave it to the shliach while he was still alive. That's what the word tain connotes. I don't know why the word tain connotes that. That's what Rashi says. Tain means, I guess it means because it's a command, give. So that implies like he's already given it to the shlich. Now take this get that he's given to the shlich and deliver it to the wife or deliver it to the other guy. I guess that's why the word. Whereas tenu is kind of like a general directive, like pick it off the table or go down to the factory and get it. So that's what he's saying. Nurse, your point is an excellent point, Yoni, if it would have been tain. Follow me, that's what I'm saying. Lo garsin in tain. Shalom masrum liat shliach b'chayev. Because in our case, the Mishnah, he didn't give it over to the shliach while he was alive. Lefikach lo nechleku chum v'dover lomar. Because if the shliach did get it, exactly your point, if the shliach did get it while he was alive, he's free. Lefikach lo nechleku chum v'dover lomar shemishah rishona zocha lo shliach. From that very second, the shliach is zoicha le'evin liyos meshuchar. From that very second, l'maisa, he becomes a free man if he would have gotten it. Because even though he was a shliach olacha, because of the schus Yaakov, he transformed into a water shliach l'kabal. It's like if a guy picks up $1 million in a parking lot for me, I get it. Why schus? Because if not a tzare, I would have appointed him shliach. David is screaming, right? He's loving it. That he's going free. He would have known, he definitely would have pointed this guy as being a shlich. Okay. What does Rashi say here? Look at the next Rashi. Okay. What does Rashi say? Lo yidnu lachar misa, digita lo have adamata liyade. It is not again until it reaches his hands. V'chimata liyade, when it gets his hands, hamisle mishachrer. When it gets to its hands, what happens? The freer, lack of better word in English, the emancipator, I guess, right, to be fancier, the Meshachar died. By the time the Shlich picked it up, the Meshachar died. Pakalei Rishusei. What does Pakalei Rishusei mean? His dominion over the Mekanani is what? Is released. Rashi's assuming here there are no Yorshim. So what does Rashi say? Why can't you give the Get Shukra after the guy died? What does Rashi say? Ellie, what do you say? Exactly, there's no master anymore. But what should have Rashi have said? Or not should have, but what could have Rashi have said? That the shlichus goes up. No, but the shlichus goes up. And Rashi here, and Daf Tesa may have said there were yorshim. Here he's assuming there's no yorshim. But what Rashi could have said? He could have said the shlichus went up in smoke. But he doesn't say that. Seth, you follow me? He doesn't say that. He says the shlichus didn't go up in smoke. The shlichus remains intact even though the guy died. The only reason why the shlichus is not good is because it's meaningless. He has no owner anymore. Or you could say the yorshim took over. So the yorshim wanted to keep the guy. You follow what I'm saying? Mike, you follow? That's the chiddush. So he comes out from these two rashis, right, to the Ksos HaKhoshi. From these two rashis, Rashi holds number two. Rashi holds number two, that the shlich is his own man, the meister relates back to the mishalech, and theoretically you can have shlichus after the guy dies. Theoretically the shlichus remains intact. There is no doubt that it remains intact. Now you'll tell me, Rebbe will not have kamina. He's a widow. He has no master. You're right. But we'll give a nafkamina. We'll give two nafkaminas, Mr. Shah. Okay? So, we just take one nafkamina. Can you have shlichus after the sender dies? According to the first approach, no way. He's an extension of the guy's hand. The sender dies, no shlichus. It implodes, goes up in smoke. According to the second approach, yes, you could. Just in practically, what nafkamina is going to have? None. Because she's a widow, or the guy's free. Or he's kept because of the yorshim. See, those are just technical things. It's the same regarding the law of the shlich, the same thing. It'll come out differently because the shlich is that you remain under the auspices of the master. If they're yorshim, that's not the master, that's the yorshim. There's no yorshim, then he goes free because it's no master. Just like the woman that gets meaningless, she's a widow. You can't give a get to a widow, right? Like the first Mishnah Kedushin. How does a woman acquire herself? In one of two ways. What are the two ways? Either through a get or through what? Misa of the husband. All right, very well. So let's take a look inside the Ksos now, okay? Everyone has the Ksos. Let's look inside the Ksos, okay? And the Ksos points out a second and a third nafkamina we'll see, okay? Let's see the second and third nafkamina. Everyone have it? Ksimikuf pei chesed beis. Seth, you want to read it for me? Go ahead, please. Let's see. Go ahead. Go ahead. Now, a husband cannot divorce his wife, God forbid if he wants to, but if he wants to divorce her, let's say the situation has come up that he has to divorce her, they can't get along, right? Or we said a case of Erevim and the first few shooter in Lemaisa. When we talked about grounds of a get, a husband, if he is a shoita, and he's in, not in a mental state of sanity, cannot give a get to his wife. Let's say he gives the get to the shliach, and before the shliach delivers the get, he became a shoita. What's the din? That's this case. Go ahead. Excellent. Do you go after the original point of time, and at that time he was healthy, and therefore the shliach is b'makom the mishaleach, and therefore what? The shliach really is his own man, but what? But the meiser relates back to the mishaleach, and at that time he was what? He was healthy. Go ahead. Or, as we're saying, is are you yada richta? And you have to gauge the state of the husband every second. And if the guy became a shaita, the whole thing implodes. You follow me? This is the second nafkamina. And here's the case, the guy remained alive, but he became a shaita. Go ahead. Sto says, I found that this is a machloikus sin the rishonim. Go ahead. Very good, sir. Go ahead. Halacha tetvav, yeah, go ahead. Shtus, bachazar achzu choli shtus. Meaning he was healthy at the time of the appointment, then he became a shaita. Go ahead, bless you. Rambam writes it's good. Very good. It's just mar sayin. Because if he's a shota at the time of delivery to get, people are going to say, start saying a shota can give a get. But that's a mar sayin problem. That's only a din derabanan problem. But in theory, midi araisa, the get is a good get. The Rambam holds black on white, the get is a good get. It's just a derabanan problem. So which side does the Rambam take? You tell me. Number one, exactly. The shliach is his own man. Not number one, number two. The shliach is his own man, and therefore one relates back to the mishaleach. So I don't care whether the guy's a shoita. It's good to be not there. It just looks bad, so we pass him in the butter. Go ahead, Seth. David Ezer. Excellent. According to the tour, the get is possible not tired. What does the tour hold? Yada richter. And therefore, the guy better be in a clean, healthy mental state every second. You always have to gauge in barometer, right? Check the barometer. What's his state? And therefore, if it's a shaita before delivered again, the get becomes possible not tired. Go ahead. Va'ayin pre-chodosh. The Prichados, one of the later Gilakron Paskins like the Rambam. Go ahead. Let's say he made a shliach before when he was healthy, then he became a ghostess. What's a ghostess? He's imminently going to die. God forbid. It's different shiloh. You know, it says Shemarach, you can't touch a ghostess unless they hasten his death. Okay? Doctors have to realize how to deal with these shots. Big, very big shilas. Can't touch a ghostess. Question is what the definition of ghostess is. The Ran in the sixth parak in our Masechta quotes a Rabbi Yoyo that says a ghostess has to lose the ability to speak too. If you can still speak, it's not a ghostess. That they connect that Gedolei Achronim with the Targum Uklos. What does it say in the beginning of Bereishis? Vayipach, Ba'apav, Ruach Chayim. What does Targum Uklos say in that pasuk? Ruach Ma'alah. That Hashem gave Adam Rishon the ability to speak. What separates a human being from an animal? The ability to speak. So if the guy lost his ability to speak, plus he's gravely ill, then he's a ghostess. Okay, that's one sheet. We don't necessarily pass them like that, okay? But there's a whole shadow showing how to precisely define what a ghostess is. Oh, so he says, what, the get is still a good get. Go ahead. Uladas? So basically he said to us, how many nafkaminas? He basically gave us three nafkaminas in this one paragraph. He gave us the two approaches to shlichus. Are you yada richta, like number one, or are you your own man, just a maisel relates back to the mishalech? Okay? These two approaches, lemaisa, are three nafkaminas. Number one, you know what? Let's add the fourth, the one we've said before. Number one, shlichus sachar misa. Number two, nishtata. Nishtata. He became a shoulder before the delivery of the get. When he was healthy, he was healthy when he appointed the shliach. Number three is what? Mamonis. You know what? Before Mamonis was Goses. Let's say he became a Goses. Before what? Before the actual delivery of what? The get. If you say Adarifta, it's going to be a get plus him, and I started like the tour. And if you all look at the shliach as his own man, just relate back to Mishnah, it should be still kosher in that tire. It'll be possibly Rabbanan, because there'll still be a problem of looking like a what? A Goses could what? Could divorce his wife. Okay? That's the Pashup shot, Lamais. That's what he says. Feel a Goses, Lamais. Okay, Mahani Shlichus. I don't know, Lamais. He doesn't really say that. I would assume it would be the same problem. By a Goses, you don't want people saying a Shota could give a get, and a Goses as well. So I would assume that that would be possible. But nonetheless, it's Kashim Nathara, and for our purposes, that's the Tzad Shlichus. And what's the last one? Mominus. What do I mean by Mominus? A guy appoints a Shlichus to deliver money to a guy he owes, or to give a gift. And then, what happens? The guy becomes a Shota before the guy delivers the money. There's no Mar Sion. We're not worried about a Shota giving money. We're not worried about that, Lamaisa. We're not concerned with that, okay? We don't say we're afraid that what a Shota is a Bar Matana. We're not worried about that. It doesn't work. A Shota, don't get me wrong, can't do a deal. But I'm not worried about, oh, maybe it's going to give a false impression a Shota can do a deal. Okay, so it's not the end of the world. He can't do a deal. But it's not the end of the world if people might think that because it's only money. This is gerushin. Because the nafkamina will be in the following case. It's for sure. It's even a better nafkamina, John. In Momentus, in that case, if you hold the arichta, then the kinyan's bad, right? If the guy dies, the mishalev, before the shliach delivers the money, then it goes up in smoke. If you hold like the second approach, it's for sure good, and there's not even a durable problem of it looking bad. So it's for sure good. So it's durable. So it's even kind of like a better nafkamina, you know what I'm saying? One is completely good, one's completely bad. Okay? Yeah, go ahead, Alan. The problem is in the shlichus. The problem is in the shlichus. So according to Rambam, there's no problem in the shlichus. Because he's his own man. I'm just worried about the get looking like a shota can give a get. You follow what I'm saying? No. The chiddush that the Ksos wants to bring out is in Hilchos Shlichus. We're going to see in the next paragraph how he's medayik from Rashi. Okay? How he's medayik in Rashi. He's medayik in Rashi. We'll see the second paragraph here now. Okay? The second paragraph, we'll see the Shlichus Achar Misa. Seth, read the paragraph in Nira Lee. Okay, go ahead. Right. So he wants to say, even if he is a shliach after the guy's died, but there's no reason to free him because he's already free. Go ahead. Right, it's like a new man. It's like a different man. Go ahead. Right, once the husband dies, she's a widow, so there's no reason to give a gift. Go ahead. But if a guy's a shoyte, or if a guy's a goises, excellent. Hello. You just can't give it. Go ahead. But the shliach helps him. The shliach serves and assists him. So it's good. Now look at the diuk that he says in the Rashi that we said. Go ahead. The chaim. Zelishono. Akanashono, the Chen Kosov. Lo Yinu Lachar. The Chula, they came into this. Excellent. Go ahead. I kind of show. So those are the two rashes we did. So what did he say? Behind you? Right, she's already a widow. Same thing is, if you wanted to make a shliach to free Rebbe Kanani, and you go ahead and what? Sell him to someone else. Right? Before the shliach gets to the Shtar Shechor, then you can't free him, because someone else owns him. Right? Go ahead. And when I say it's a technical problem, it's a big technical problem, because she can't divorce a widow. But it is a technical problem. This is a slight problem. He's dead. Okay, he's not there. It's a slight problem. It's a technical problem. But regarding shlichus, that's why I say it's technical. Go ahead. In the Kosov. Mashmo. Excellent. Oh, go ahead. Aniestaiti. That's that main line. Afilu achar misa mishlech. If you have your pen there, really underline that. He says, Afilu achar misa mishlech. Lo batal. Shlichus lo batal. V'nichlas shlich achai b'mkomo. Go ahead. Right, what happens if the shliach got sick? The shliach can make another shliach. Go ahead. Ball. Even though the second shliach comes from the shliach of the Rishon Hu. Nidikosav Amaram Padova, the Seder again. Excellent. Ayin Sham, who would be Taz with an Ezra Simon Kufa Mal, five Mishnah of Birbom, no scares him. Him came. If the first Lich dies, how on earth can the second guy give it? Ella. Exactly, each Lich is his own man. Even if the original husband died, this Lich remained intact. And it comes to Nachkamin, we should write number 5 on the board. What's the din if the Shliach Rishon dies? Shliach Rishon Mace. Do you say buckle the Shliach Sheni or not? You know what this is a machlokes in 2 opinions in Amoraim. You get a Chof Testament base. It's the Farish of Gemara. Believe it or not. A few years ago, I wrote a whole Shtikotera on this in the Beis Yitzchak on Lamed Ches. And if you get a chance, you want to take a look over at the Yontif. There are 2 days in the Gemara, Chav Tesimut Beis. Okay? As to whether the first day of time is the same guy go up and smoke. So the Ksos says in the Maran Parva, he does not go up and smoke. Because if there's Yesh Likos Bachar Misa, right, then the first guy died, but the original guy didn't die. So who cares if the first guy died? I mean, we're sad the first guy died. But regarding all Shlichus, Lomaisa, the Shlichus remains intact. So if you hold Yara Richta, then the whole thing goes up and smoke. But all Shlichus and Olo. So the Maran Parva goes up and smoke. This is what the Ksos is working with. He's trying to prove number two, like Rashi and the Rabbah. All right, Sefki did a great job, okay? That's what the time in the Mishnah, go ahead. It's like, he's like a new man. He has no one all over. Okay? This is a beautiful Ksosah. This has got to be one of the most famous Ksosahs, I think. I don't know. I don't know how you determine what's the most famous Ksosah, but this is Kuf Pei Ches Sifkan Beis. It's where he explains these two approaches. But I want you to know a clue that he lists off, basically, we list off five Nafkinims, the two approaches Shlichus. And the Ksos assumes that Rashi agrees with the Rambam that it is the second approach, Shlichus own man, the much less Dekhar Shalech. Many years ago, and this is in Shalbi, many, many years ago, I guess I'm getting older, okay? If you guys remind me on Shabbos, I'm getting older, okay? So I said, thank you very much, okay? All right, it says here, I found a Rashi in Shas that I think is contradicts the Ksosis Duke in the Rashi's and Daf Tes and Daf Yud Gimel. Let's take a look at Rashi here on Chav Chesem and Alf. Okay? The Mishnah here in Chav Chesem and Alf. Just the beginning of the Mishnah. Okay? What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah says like this. Hamnevi get v'inichu zokin achol nosin lo b'cheskeshu kain. We've already spent a lot of time in a guy delivering a get from Kutz Lawrence to Israel. But they didn't have phones, and we've said that many times. Let's say the shliach took the get from the husband, and the man was a very old man. 90, 100, I mean, really, really old. Takes a few months to get there, so delivered the get. Can the shliach assume the guy's still alive or not? What do you say? Can the shliach still assume the guy's alive? So what does the Mishnah say? Yes. Nosin lo b'cheskeshu kayim. You give the get with the assumption that the guy is still alive. That's what the Mishnah says. He shouldn't be afraid that she's already a widow. We assume that the guy is still alive. Okay? Look at Rashi here. What does Rashi say here? Nosin lo b'cheskeshu kayim. What does Rashi say here? Mike, you want to read the Rashi? Read the Rashi there. Start from the Dibur Maskil there. Yeah, go ahead. Chav Chesem Rav there on the Rashi. Yeah, go ahead. On the Mishnah, the first Rashi in the Mishnah. Yeah, Nosin lo. Excellent. Excellent. What does Rashi say here? Rashi says, give it with the assumption he's alive, and don't be concerned that the guy's died. And what does Rashi say if the guy dies? The shlichus goes up in smoke. That's like which approach? First, this is a slam dunk kasha on Nixos in the previous Rashis. Mamish. It holds that the shlich is an extension of the original husband, and once the guy dies, the shlich goes up in smoke. Now we assume the guy's alive because of chazaka. The presumption was alive, he stays alive. Yeah, go ahead, Ellie. No, this is everything. Maybe given equals zaken. It was written, given. Everything's ready to go. You just haven't delivered it. Just like that base. Okay? Everything's ready to go. But Rashi says to the guy that's Batos Nechusa. Go ahead, John. Yes. Nosalim Cheshukaim, Lo Chashin and Shemim Mace. We're not concerned he would die, that maybe he's died. And what happens if the husband has died? Then the Shlichus is Batos. What should have Rashi said based on the other Rashis? Right, Rashi should have said because she's a widow. That's why if he would have died, it gets meaningless. But Rashi says that the shlichus goes up in smoke. Why she says potter shlichuso? No, Yara Richter. He's an extension of the guy's name, which is sleep because I'm a Smith Nisi. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. The cases are both cases where the Muslim had to pick up the debt, deteriorate, and something that is on its way to give it to the.
Okay, we'll see, but we have to explain why that's a difference. Okay, we'll see. Good point, Jess. Good point. This cash I also saw that this is Zalman Meltzer's Zatzal has this cash. So I was very happy to see that. He has this cash, and he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Etz Chaim in the Yerushalayim. He was the father-in-law of Rav Aharon Kotler Zatzal. Okay. In fact, there was a Rebbe in Shalvim before my time. It was a great gaon. It was a Ben Bias by Rav Zalman. Right. What's his name? I can't believe I forgot his name. But they say he was Rav Katzef's Rebbe, and he looks like Rav Zalman. He grew up by Rav Zalman, but he grew up in his home, and they say he actually looked like him. Very interesting. Rav Zalazdik. His name is Rav Zalazdik. Zatzal. It was a great goal. He was a Rebbe many, many years in Shalvi. Before I came, he had already been Nifter. And Rav Zalman also asked this kasha. This is the kasha I have. This Rashi seems to indicate another approach. Oh. So, I want to suggest the following, a little bit like you said, Jesse. The Imre Binin writes the following, that the Ikar Rashi is like what we're saying, this Rashi. The Rashi does not hold like Dixosa, like the Rama. He does not hold number two. He really holds number one. He holds Yad HaRichter. Rashi really holds Yad HaRichter. Okay? What do you do with those two Rashis? Adav Tes and Adav Yud. So the Rebina and the Mareches Kinyonin, Simon Dalid writes that there we're talking about Get Shichur. What does that mean? That means the following. All Rashi means to say is that if the Shlich would get it, if the Shlich would get it, the Adon could not be Choserbo. That's all Rashi meant to say over there. All Rashi meant to say is that he couldn't be Choserbo. That's what Rashi says, Paka Rishusay Mechal Rishus Yorshim. It's impossible for the Shichror to take effect because the bottom line is, all Rashi wanted to say there is that the master cannot retract from what he has what started doing. If the Eved would get it. If the Shliach would get it. But Rashi never meant to say that it was considered the Yesh Shlichus Vacher Misa. Okay? Everyone understand that in Rabina? Yeah. In other words, I'm not so sure if I truly understand it either. But what he wanted to say is that all Rashi meant to say, and I think I understand it, is the following. Is that once the Shliach picks it up, because it's a schus to go free, the master can never retract. But Yoni, he really doesn't become free, the Eved Kenani, until the Eved Kenani gets it himself. Which is a big chiddush. Because normally we assume the Eved Kenani goes free as soon as the Shliach gets it, he's transformed into a Shliach like a Kabbalah automatically. The Imre Bina wants to say no. Once the Shliach picks it up, the master could not be choserbo. But the Eved Kenani does not become free until when? Until he actually gets the Get Shichur himself. That's against what we said earlier. But Rashi never meant to say the Shlichus remains intact after the guy dies. And it's just a technical problem that you can't give it. No! It's really not true. It's really the Shlichus really what really does go up in smoke, we would say, if the guy dies. All Rashi just meant to say is that the reason why the Shichur won't take effect is number one is because the Shlichus went up in smoke, but number two is that the Orshim took over where he has no owner. But the bottom line is that the Shlichus really did go up in smoke. Rashi was just trying to highlight it can't be Choserbo. Does everyone get it? It's still, there's the Ikar Rashi's Chofches, that Yad HaRichter, if the guy dies, the Shlichus goes up in smoke. What do you do with the Rashi and Tess and your Gimel, the Xosos with that, he held like number two? So he really doesn't hold number two. All he just meant to say is he can't be chozerbo. The master cannot be chozerbo once the shliach gets it. But he's not free until the other kinani actually gets the starship. Which is a big chiddush, because if it's a schus, he should be transformed to shliach. You follow what I'm saying? Evan, you got it now? It's still... what he's trying to do is say, don't make a deal in Rashi, oh, the shliach really remains intact after death. No, Rashi wasn't coming to say that. All Rashi was coming to say that the shliach can't be chozerful as soon as the shliach gets it. But when the shliach gets it, he's not free yet. He's not free until the Evan Kenani gets it. Which is a bit of a chiddush, because if Zachar Lan Shlomo Fon, why shouldn't it work? Why shouldn't it work once the shliach gets it? A little bit difficult, but okay. Nonetheless, this is what the Rabbini wants to say. Okay? Oh! Therefore, we have a machlekes between the Ksos and the Imre Bina. What does Rashi hold? Does he hold Yara Richto? This is the Imre Bina. For Rashi. Imre Bina, the Rashi, number one. Ksos is number two, like the Rambam. That Rashi holds like the Rambam. Ksos for Rashi is like number two. Oh. I want to show to you two other Rashis that could go one direction or the other. Okay? We're all familiar with the cloud of Ein Shliach L'Davar Aveir. Okay? That Gemara has in Kedusha. If I ask a Shliach to turn a light on for me on Shabbos, what's it then? Who gets the Aveir? The Shliach. Not me. Why? Because Divi Arav, Divi Atam, and Mishomet. Who should he listen to? Should listen to Hashem and not me. The Rav is Hashem and the Talmud is me. Therefore, you should have listened to Hashem and not me. Okay. The Gemara has a case in Baba Kama. The Gemara quotes the Kiddush Membeis and Beis. Whatever if a Shliach, if a Mishaleach, a sender, sends a coal, a fire, I don't know, firecrackers, in the hand of a healthy man, and the healthy man, the Shliach, burns down someone's factory, God forbid. What's it then? Who has to pay the damages? Who has to pay the damages? What do you say? The Shliach. The Shliach has to pay. The Gemara says, what about Shluchu Shalom Kamoso? We should make the who pay? The sender pay. What does Rashi learn? That the Mishalech should pay himself. There's a Havamini Yeshlichus L'Dvar Aveira. The Tosfos Rid argues and says, no, the Shliach should pay. If the Shliach has no money, then what? Then the Mishalech should pay. There's a Machlokish Rashi in the Tosfos Rid how to learn the Kasha of the Gemara. When the Gemara asks, the Mishalech should pay, is it only the Mishalech should pay? That's what Rashi says. What does the Tosfos Rid say? First the Shliach should pay, and if the Shliach has no money, the Mishalech should pay as well. What's the Machlokish? Rashi holds Yara Richter. The Shliach burned down the factory, it's like the Mishalech did. So that Rashi says, who should pay and pay alone? The sender, the Mishalech. You follow me? Because number one, we're holding number one, we're proving number one with this Rashi. The Tosfos Rid holds Yaakov, no. The Shliach is his own man, it relates back to the Mishalech. So the Shliach should pay. The Shliach doesn't have money, then you should go to the Mishalech. So Rashi, from this Rashi, it's pretty clear, okay, that Rashi holds Yara Richter. This is the way that Dvar Yaakov wants to explain this Machlekes. Okay? Tosfos Rid says, the Meister Shlich, man, well, the Shlich, if he can pay. Even though the Meister writes back to Mishalech, first let the Shlich pay. If he can't pay, then let the Mishalech. Okay? All right. There's another Rashi, though. So please get that Rashi down. Rashi, that Rashi can do some Membeis. That's proving which approach? Number one, like the two. Against the Ksos, like the Rebbe. But there's another Rashi in another direction. Rashi in Yevomis on Kuf Vav Amud Aleph Vibra Amaskel Almanas writes, there is a din, you're never allowed to make a condition unless you're dealing with a topic that you could do through a shliach. The klal is, Ein osum tnayal maisel and kein osum mais efshar lasos ayinishlich. We learn this from B'nei Gad or B'nei Reuven. You know, the Mishnah writes a Kiddushin, B'nei Gad U'B'nei Reuven. They wanted to stay in Abra Yardin. They didn't want to fight with the rest of the Shvat. So Hashem told Moshe to tell them the following address. Address to them the following. You guys want to stay in Abra Yardin. You've got to help us conquer Israel. And there are... Whenever you want to do a financial deal and you want to hinge it on a condition, you have to follow what is called the Mishpatei Tanoim. It's a Mishnah Kedushin Basam Halkumrao. It's called Mishpatei Tanoim. There are six rules. Let's write them down. What are the six rules? Tanai Kol. You must know the condition. Let's say I want to catch a woman. Okay. I say I want to catch if I eat the ice cream cone, then I want to makadosh it. If I don't eat the ice cream cone, then it's not going to be kadosh. You have to double it, and the positive has to come before the negative, meaning if I eat the ice cream cone, we'll be kadosh. If not, not. The third one is tanai kol heinous. Yes, positive. The third one is tanai kol lemaisa. This is my focus, Rashi, closest what this third one means. Does it mean the condition has to be articulated before the action? I mean, if I eat the ice cream cone, then there'll be kedushin. But you can't say, I'll be married to you if I eat the ice cream cone. Or do you just assume this means, practically and factually, the condition has to be fulfilled before the action? Meaning, I have to actually eat the ice cream cone before I give her the ring. So it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosis, how do you interpret number three? Number four is, the tanai has to be on an extraneous item. The ice cream cone has nothing to do with the kedusha. If I say to her, I want you to kadosh you on condition that you give me back the ring is contradicting the action. So the tanai has to be the dover echa, umaisa, the dover acher. I mean extraneous, okay? The tanai can't contradict the action. Number five is the tanai has to be something that you could fulfill. You say to her, oh, if I fly over the moon, I'll be a kaddish, right? Okay? Don't try that if you're ever going out with a girl and you're getting serious and you start talking about engagement. Don't say to her that if I fly over the moon, I'm going to be a kaddish. Because that's, you know, obviously showing you're not really serious about it. Certainly would be very insulting, right? So, the tanai must be afshar l'chayim, okay? Must be, you say to her, I'm really serious about marrying you when I can fulfill that condition. Obviously, it's very insulting, not nice, okay? Afshar l'chayim. The tanai must be something that is possible to be fulfilled. And lastly, number six, which is germane to what we want to get at now, is that a tanai can only be made on a category that is Eshar Al-Midei Shaliyah. It's a very interesting clause. Meaning, I can only make a tanai on Kedushin by Kesef and Shtar, right? Be obviously not because you can't do it through a Shaliyah. Chalitza. Chalitza, you cannot make a tanai on a Chalitza. Because Chalitza cannot be done through a Shaliyah. The woman's got to take the shoe off the guy and she has to spit. She cannot have someone representing her. So therefore, you can never make a tanai on chalitza. You can only make a tanai on a category. Get, you can make a shliach, so you can make a get al tanai. You might ask, what's the commonality, the thread between shlichus and tanai? The thread is bias. That shows you have bias on the category. To the degree a guy can articulate a tanai, a guy can appoint a shliach. I mean, you have bias, you have authority over the category, which allows you to what? Make a shliach and also stipulate a tanai. Okay? Let me ask you. Who, Rashi says himself, it's amazing in Yevamos. Rashi himself says in Yevamos, it's on Kuf Vav Amin Aleph Dibur Maskel Almanas. Okay? Who conquered Israel? In fact, I just was learning it yesterday with my second oldest daughter. We're doing Sefer Yehoshua for her bas mitzvah. So there's one character, it's a period. He's just knocking off everyone. Hashem is helping him, right? You know, that's right before where Yehoshua asked Hashem to have the sun stop, right? It's the only time in the history of the world the Pasuk says that the sun stopped. And then he destroyed this country and this land, this group and this group and this group. Okay. So, who ended up conquering Israel? Yehoshua. Who died? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu appointed who as being a shliach? Yehoshua. Slam dunk. Yesh shlicha sachar misa. Yesh shlicha sachar misa. No. Moshe Rabbeinu made Yehoshua shliach to give over to the government of Eretz Gilad. It should be known that Moshe Rabbeinu died. It is known. How does the shlichus remain intact? How do you learn out of cloud that the way that Moshe Rabbeinu addressed when they got into Reuven is the way, it's the model for stipulated conditions to make a deal? How is that true? I'll tell you how it's true. Because obviously this is not the shlichus. Yehoshua was the shlich of Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu died. Must be that the shlichus remains intact. Like what, John? Number one and number two. Two? Excellent. So we really have conflicting Rashis over here. How would you get out of that Rashi if you held like Dim Ravina? You know what Dim Ravina says? All Rashi meant is in theory, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have been alive, then the Shlichus would have remained intact. He doesn't mean that it remains intact literally. That's how Dim Ravina reads that Rashi. If we had served Moshe Rabbeinu would not have died, the Shlichus would remain intact. Okay? But in reality, the bottom line is that halacha l'maisa, we see that Rashi could hold number two against the Ksos. And that other Rashi works very well about the shliach paying. That the shliach shouldn't pay a penny if he burned on the factory. At least in the cash of the Gemara. Obviously, possibly the shliach of the Barbeiro halacha l'maisa, and the shliach will burn on the factory, he's got to pay. But the Gemara asks maybe the Mishaleah should have to pay. And only him, because he's got to live. Oh. So there's another Rashi. Okay? Oh. This is back in the second skit. Okay? Oh. What does Rashi say? There is a Rashi on Lamed Beis and Aleph. Okay? Take a look at Lamed Beis and Aleph. Rashi here says on Lamed Beis and Aleph, Tibur Masko Velo Amrinin. The Gemara here has a case, very, very interesting. You see, Velo Amrinin, it's like the fourth Rashi in the Gemara, Lamed Beis and Aleph. Velo Amrinin. Gemara has a case, and maybe you saw it in the Bekiyas yet. There's a man who gave a get to a shliach, and the shliach's going to deliver the get, and all of a sudden, he says, you know, he wants to push off the get a month or two. Okay? That's a push off to get a month or two. Kidei Letzaro. He's a bad guy. A very bad guy. And he wants to Mitzar her. I mean, once they've made a decision to have a divorce, you should give her to get. It's not right. You don't delay. For what reason? Okay? It's a terrible behavior. So Rashi here writes, take a look at the Rashi. Below I'm reading. Mike, you want to read that Rashi? Below I'm reading. Go ahead. Below I'm reading. Read the Dibur Masvi. Go ahead. Excellent. Exactly. So he says, Velo Amrinin, aim the title of Avalo. Don't say that he doesn't have in his mind to Mavatal, El Litzura. He wants to pain her. Because if he really wanted Shim by the title of Avalo, if he really wanted to nullify the get, he would run after the Shliach and cancel him. He's playing games with this woman. Therefore, let me ask you, in 2 months, after the 2 months have passed, must you recheck with the husband whether he wants to give the get? Yes or no? Rashi would say, no, you don't. And the Rashba here, in Dibur Masko, Gemara Higio, he argues, and he claims at the end of the 2 months, you have to go recheck whether the husband's interested in the get. Who holds like what? Rashba holds like who? Like the tour. Very good. That it's Yad HaRichta. Therefore, you got to check every moment. Not every moment, but you got to check in the 2 months. Is he still interested in giving the get? But according to Rashi, Rashi holds. What does Rashi hold? At least that this is a good raya for the Ksos, that he's his own man, and the Maaser relates back to the Mishalech, and the bottom line is you don't have to recheck. We assume he's a bad guy, and he's just trying to Mitzar, but he's still interested in what? Still interested in giving the get. So this Rashi, at first glance, seems to go with the what Ksos' approach, that he holds like the Rambam, that Rashi holds number two. But the truth is, how would you, I don't think it's a proof. How would you slug that off? We don't assume that, why should he change his mind? You know, all Rashi's saying that if he really wanted to change his mind, right, he would have ran after the guy. But it doesn't shed light on Shlichus. This doesn't necessarily have to shed light on Shlichus. I think that's what the Rabbeinu would say. So don't bring this riot or Rashi that it's like the Rambam. No, the Rashi generally holds you out of Richter. Here, if it's really true that he wanted to change his mind about the get, he would have ran after the guy. Doesn't necessarily show what his approach on Shlichus is. Okay. But that's another Rashi. The truth is, this contradicts this might contradict another Rashba though. The Rashba seems to say in another place, and Daf Mem Ches in basic condition, like the Rambam and like Rashi. There is a Rashba that says like this on Daf Mem Ches. Okay? There is a Rashi that says on Daf Mem Ches, Mashma Lamaisa, that the Rashba holds like the Rambam. Okay? So it comes out to be a steer in the Rashba as well, Lamaisa, on this what? On this approach. Okay. This leads us to one more Rashi. There is a Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay? What does the Gemara say in Kiddushin on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph? States the following. It's a good idea, okay? I'm not saying, no, I'm not, it's a good idea theoretically, but not practically. Because obviously whenever you get married, you buy a nice, well, actually it doesn't apply at all what we're saying, because we the chosen spends a lot of money for the engagement ring. The ring actually under the chuppah costs like $100, maybe $200 if you want to do platinum or gold, right? But the bottom line is that, let's say in those, Bismarck Gemara, that was expensive. $100 was expensive. So the Gemara says, can you ask a friend to give the ring to your kallah? Is that good? Let him spend the money. But let him give it to her and say that you're being mekadeshes to my friend. It's a good idea. Save you a lot of money. Okay? I don't think it's a good idea because she might get insulted. But what does the Mishnah Gemara say? Halach mano viskachi laploni nekudesh midin evik naini. It's good. What does evik naini mean? If you own evik naini, can someone else give you money and does he go free? Yes. The evik naini is the benefactor, or is the benefactor is the one who gives. Is the person that derived the benefit. Evik Knani can go free without shelling out a penny. Someone else can pay his master for him. That's the principle of Evik Knani. So to here, you can mekadesh him by not shelling out a penny. That's what the Gemara says. Lav afogav delo chachosar lo midi, kakone nafshe. Even though he didn't shell out a penny, he quarries himself, hi gavra, nami afogav delo kakone, lo chachosar lo midi. Even though he's not lacking a penny, kakone lo lo haisi, acquires the woman. Amazing thing. Midin Evik Knight. Works Midin Evik Knight. Oh, let me ask you. In this case, in Zion of Adolf, Rashi says, in Kiddushin, Halech Moni Miskatsi Laploni Bu Shlucho Elash Mikatsi Mishalom. Wow, what does Rashi say? He appointed him as being his Shliach. There was a formal appointment of his being his Shliach. Mikudashis Avagab the Mamon Alav Shom Shliachu. Why is it a good condition? He didn't have a kaini. But Rashi says he had to appoint him as a shliach. If he did not appoint him as a shliach, it's not good. The Ritva, here in Kiddushin and Zayin Amaral, argues and claims, no way. He does not have to be the shliach at all. He does not have to be the shliach at all, none whatsoever. That's what the Ritva says. You don't need shlichus. You know why? Because the Ritva says if you would have appointed a shliach, then the money would be considered to be the chassidus. And the whole point of this Gemara is to bring out that it doesn't have to be your money. So we have a machlokes Rashi in the Ritva. When we learn the din of Midin Eved Kenani, was he the shliach or was he not the shliach? According to Rashi, he was the shliach. According to Ritva, he was not the shliach, because if he was the shliach, it would be considered to be the money of who? Of the mishaleach, of the chassan. And we're trying to bring out in this Gemara, it doesn't have to be his money. Plug it in. What's this? What does Rashi hold about shlichus from this Rashi? So I want you to get the Prichadosh writes, the one of the great Kedolech I mentioned earlier in Simon Reish Kof. I'm sorry, Simon Kuf Kof. The Prichadosh in Ibn Ezra, Reish Simon Kuf Kof writes, when the husband divorces his wife, himself, he gives it again, the paper and the ink must be the husband's. But if he's divorcing his wife, God forbid, through a shliach, then the paper can be owned by the shliach, because the shliach has become the baal. Okay? That's the psak of the prichadosh. And the Beis Meir, also one of the Gedolei Achronim, says that the prichadosh is only a liba to the ritva. Right? Only a liba to the ritva. All the Rishonim and Achronim are Gavaltigin and Goyinim. And the prichadosh is mechadeh. The Beis Meir says this prichadosh is only according to the ritva. Why? Why is it only according to the Ritva? Why do you say that? Because according to Rashi, the money's not considered to be of the Mishaleach. Because Rashi does not hold out a Richter. He holds the Shliach as his own man, and the Meisim relate back to the Mishaleach. And the nail of the money of the Shliach is not considered to be the money of the Mishaleach. Only the Meisim is considered to be the Meisim of the Mishaleach. Therefore, this Rashi is mashma like what? Like Tiksos. And therefore, against the Imre Bina. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, according to Rashi, what do you see from this Rashi? Rashi says that you have to appoint that guy as a shlich. Why must you appoint that guy as a shlich? Because Rashi holds, Lamaisa, that you're not shelling out any money yourself. That's been Din Avikai. But Lamaisa, Rashi holds that by you appointing the guy as being a shliach, the money doesn't become yours. Because Rashi always holds the shliach as his own man. You follow me? Just his actions relate back. But the money remains the shliach. So why is it good? We didn't have a knife. So this Rashi and Dav Zayin Mavkish works like who? Works like the Ksos, that he's like number two, like the Rambam. You follow what I'm saying? Because even if you appoint a shliach, the money still remains the shliach. It doesn't go back to the mishaleach. It's not treated as if it's the mishaleach. It goes back, the action, but not treated the mishaleach. The Ritva said no. The Ritva said, what is shlichus? Like the tour, yada richter. And therefore, if you appoint a shliach, and you tell him to use his own money to marry, that you should be married to the woman, whose money does it become? It becomes nacham all the mishalechs, so it's no longer midin evikneini. So you don't need the din of shlichus if you're working midin evikneini. So the Ritva holds yad arichta. You follow me, Evan? The Ritva holds yad arichta. Rashi though holds like the second approach, like the ksos. This Rashi goes well with who? With the ksos. Now, how would you save this? If you're the Imre Bina, you could save this very simply. And you could say, no, I hold that shlichus means what? What do I hold that shlichus is? I hold that shlichus is this mamish what? It's mamish yadarichna like Rashi. But Rashi says here, the reason why you must appoint a shlich, see, if you hold yadarichna, then why do you need me dinner, and what's the whole dinner all about? Why do you have, if you hold Evik 90, right, then you shouldn't need the halach of yad arichta, because what shlichus does is, what does shlichus do? It makes it, it's your own money. So that's not evik nani anymore. So the answer might be the following. The answer might be, is that there's a din of kiyikach. What is kiyikach? The husband has got to give the money to the kala. He's got to give the money. He's got to do the Maisa Kedushin himself. So even in the din of Evi Knaini, you need Shlichus Mamish. In other words, he actually has to be involved in it. What does Evi Knaini mean? Evi Knaini means you don't have to give out your own money. Rashi says that's not enough. You have to be a proactive role in giving the money to your kala. And the only way you can do that is appoint a shliach. But it sheds no light on whether it's that shlichus is his own man. In other words, the bottom line is that Evi Knaini doesn't have to be your money. Now you want to tell me Yad HaRichta means that it becomes what? My money? That could very well be. That one might say doesn't necessarily have to be. Doesn't have to necessarily become your own money with Yad HaRichta. Even though we said that the Ritva assumes it does. All Rashi is saying is you have to punish it because you have to play a proactive role. Since you have to play a proactive role, therefore you have to appoint the shliach. Even Midin Evi Knaini. Evi Knaini means you don't have to show off the money, but you have to be represented in the giving. And therefore you're appointing a shliach. Now, does the money become yours? No, not necessarily. Who says the money becomes yours, even if you own Yad HaRichta? Who says it becomes my money? He owns it. It's his bank account, the shliach, right? See, the Ritva assumed that if it's Yad HaRichta, then already what it becomes my money, my bank account. No. Then Rabina says for Rashi. Rashi also holds Yad HaRichta. But the money remains the money of the shliach. It works. We did have a Knaini. I don't have to show a lot of money. But how is the husband represented and he's giving her money? He yikach. Therefore, he has to appoint a shliach. See, the Ritva said it's enough. Lomai said that we didn't have a Knaini. Even though it's not your former shliach, but he's your representative. It's your representative. Rashi says that's not enough. You have to formally appoint a shliach. See, according to the Ritva, it's a bechiddush. I mean, see, according to the Ritva, I guess you have to say there's no formal din of nesina. What does ki yikach tell me? Does Kiyikach tell me there's a formal din in the Sina like a get? Like a get, there's a formal din in the Sina. She can't pick off the get off the ground. Put a get coming out of her car, that was a daf yesterday, on Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh. If he tells her to pick up the get, it's not good. The Gemara has later on, Chetzmanah. Kligit coming out of her car, clue. So the question is by Kedushin. He tells her to pick up the money off the ground. Is that good? Three shittas. The three shittas on that. One shittas, it's good. Another shittas, it's bad. Another sheet is only bad by star, not by kesef. Because we compare star condition to get, not kesef condition. Three sheet is an achron and dafle mulin quotes. So I'm saying the question is here, what role does the chassan have to do in giving the money? According to the Ritva, it's a loan if someone gives the money in his stead. Doesn't have to be the shliach. How do we know who is it from? But if you appoint a shliach, then it's Yad HaRichta becomes... Not only is he represented, it becomes your money. So that's no longer the din of Evi Knaini. The Gemara said it's working with din of Evi Knaini. So therefore, the Ritva stays clear. It can't be a shliach. Rashi says, no, he must be a shliach. However, Rashi holds Yad HaRichta. Yes, Rashi holds Yad HaRichta. But Yad HaRichta doesn't mean the money becomes my money. It still becomes the shliach's money. Works with din of Evi Knaini. But the reason why Rashi was forced to see a point is because you have to play a proactive role. It's not enough to have someone just give the money and represent you. You have to be a formal shliach. So this Rashi we have saved according to Amir Bina. Okay? This Rashi we've saved according to Amir Bina. Oh. So we have Lamaisa, these different, now I wanted to get to the end, before the end of Shir, time's late now, to the third approach. Okay? So we have all these, just to quickly summarize, we started with Rashi and Daftes Daf Yigimel, the Ksos saying that Rashi was like the second approach like the Rambam. We had the Rambam, the tour, Yad HaRichta, with the Ksos. We had five Nafkaminas. What is Rashi all like? So Rashi holds like the Rambam testing your Gimel. That's the Ksos. We point out that Rashi and Chavtes holds like who? Holds like the tour. Then we pointed out what? There's a Rashi where? In Yavam. What was the next one? Rashi and Kedushin where? Which one? Membeis, very good. Excellent about the Shlich Levar Veira. That Rashi seemed to go well with Yad HaRichta. Then we had the Rashi on Yevomis, which seemed to go to well with the second approach, or he's his own man. Then we saved that by saying, no, it meant, theoretically, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't die. We didn't save the Rashi in Kedushin, though, for the Ksos, though, you know? Okay. But that's really the whole point of our Shikul Torah. We want to try to prove that the Ksos is not right. I mean, who are we compared to the Ksos? But That's what many Talmud Chacham give shiurim on to prove that the Ksos is not 100% right. And we could say a different shot. Rabbi Mital Shlich would always do that. And in Shir and Shabbi, and then always the Ksos is not Mukhruch. In fact, you could say the other way. So that's what we're doing. The truth is, we should really try to save the Ksos how we would save that Rashi and Daf Mem Beis. Okay. Then we went on to what? What was the next one we did? Oh, Rashi at Lamed Beis, right? Let's Urei, Machlekes Rashi. That went well with the Imre Bina. And then we went with the Gemara Kiddush Daf Zayin, which we just did right now. Okay, so let's just close with the third possibility, okay? Third possibility was, it's not that Richta, it's much, it doesn't even relate back to Mishnah, it's just a custom that it works. Okay. There is a Gemara in Gittin also, let's take a look. Thank God it's our Masechta, right? Okay. Zem Gimel Amid Beis, let's take a look. Time is late. Says, I'm sorry, I don't think it is Mem Gimel. Yes, I missed it here. It's about the Bikurim. Okay, so I'll say it over to you. I cannot find the exact daf now. Maybe you'll get to it in Bikias. Case is as follows. Bless you. Okay, the case is, I'm sorry. Yes, I apologize. Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Take a look at three lines from the bottom. Four lines from the bottom. Mishum de Rabbi Yosef Rachanim, Dom Rabbi Yosef Rachanim, Botsron, the Shigrum, the Arshliach, who mace, Shliach, Beterach, Mevi, Vena Koyre, Shinemar, Valakachta, Vavaita, Shite, Lakicha, Vavo, Becha, Kamash Moab. Okay? What's this din? It's a Gemara Mavasar, Pealpin, Beis 2. If a man sends his bikurim in the hand of a shliach, and the shliach dies on the way, what's the din? Maybe veino kore. You bring the bikurim, but you cannot read the parsha. Because we need a lakachta leveisa shabin lakicha vavon decha. You need one guy to bring it from the place of origin to do the lakicha, and you need the same guy to bring it. Well, the guy who took it from the place of origin was a shliach, and he died. So therefore, you cannot be maybe veino kore. You cannot be maybe the Kari, it's maybe in a Kari. So Rabbi Yosef Engel proves the third approach. Why? If you hold Yad HaRichta, what do you say? What would you say? Why not? He's an extension of the guy's hand. Even though the Shliach took it, but it should be like the husband. It should be like the original man. If you hold like the second approach that the Meister relates back, it should be also treated as if he took it. So it must be the third approach, he says. That he's his own man. And the Meister doesn't even relate back. Therefore, it's not considered a Lekicha Yedei Bailim. Therefore, he proves that the Shliach dies, this third approach. If the Shliach brings the Bikurim, he cannot do the Kriya. Because he didn't do the Lekicha. That's what he wants to say. Interesting, no? He dug up the Gemara with the third approach. Interesting. One more Gemara, which is clearly against the Ksos. Do you remember we mentioned the Gemara earlier on Chavtes and Mebeis? That if a shliach makes another shliach and the first shliach dies, there's a machlokes in Taftes and Mabez and Amorah, there's the second shliach buck on that. He wants to prove Rabbi Yosef Engel. He says, how could there be a shita? He says, it says like this. If you all like the first shita, Yad HaRichta, then what would you say? Who cares if the first shliach dies? The original guy's alive. He was an extension of the original guy. Why should he be buckled? And according to the second possibility, that the Meister relates back to who? The husband, not to the first shliach. Who cares if the first shliach dies? Why shouldn't it be both? So he wants to say the third approach. Because who created this second shliach? Who created it? The first guy created it. So therefore, that's what he wants to say the skiddush is. If you hold like this third possibility, then the action of the second shliach works for the sender, but the shliach became a shliach, Nasa Shliach me on the Machir. The second shlich became a shlich not from the original husband. He became a shlich from the first shliach. And when they look, the shlich rishon always has to be alive because he created the shlich sheni. If the shlich rishon dies, then it goes up in smoke. It's a bit of esoteric. No, you know what's worse? If you hold the third possibility that the mice and the shlich, as excess cost of works for the mishalech, but who created this monster? Who created this construct of the second shliach? The first shliach. The first shliach always has to be alive. Once he dies, it goes up in smoke. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really relate to the third. What's the third possibility? That the shliach is his own man, the mice really even doesn't relate back, just a custom. So you always have to, basically you're divorcing the second shliach from the original guy. But the second shliach was created by the first guy. Once the first guy dies, then the second guy goes up in smoke. My only problem with that is that third approach was being said by a shliach in general. Even the first shliach was created by who? By the original man. So even if he's not yet rid, even if the maisa doesn't relate back, but if the Jews are constant that his maisa helps, his mo'il for the mishlech, he's got to be alive. So I'm just saying that third approach, according to Rabbi Yosef Engel, the guy's got to be alive. There would be no shlichus achar misa. Whereas according to the second approach, there would be, and according to the first approach, there would not be. Yadar Richter, there would not be second approach. Yes, third approach, not. Okay? Now that was against the Ksos. Why was that against the Ksos? Because the Ksos said, if you remember, the Ksos said that if the first guy dies, the reason why the shlichus remains intact, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. But why did it remain intact? Because each guy's his own man. The end of that paragraph you read so nicely, Seth, is that each shliach remains his own man. So even if the first shliach dies, the second shliach still goes back. He was working with the second approach. Rabbi Yosef Engel is proving the sheet in the Gemara that says buckle. Which is the sheet that holds buckle, the third approach. Could very well be the Ksos was commenting on the sheet that says it's not buckle. It's a machlokes 2 days in the Gemara. Whether that's buckle or not. They're arguing which approach is shlichus. Rabbi Yosef Engel said that the sheet that holds buckle holds a third approach. And the Ksos is saying the second approach may remain good. Okay, by shofar we should just remember that if you're blowing the shofar, after practice today with the Balatokeya, during the Tkiyas de Miyushev, Shvarim and Truma have to be with one breath, and in the Tkiyas de Mu'umah, the Chazar Shatz, the Shvarim Truma should be in two breaths. That's the meaning of the Mechaber. We hold like the Mechaber, even Ashkenazim. The Mosters know, but we hold like the Mechaber. And the Tkiyah always has to be the length of the Shvarim Truma. Cannot be less. Could be more, but it cannot be less, the Tkiyah, less than the Shvarim Truma. The Ravid has a Chumrah that every Tkiyah of Tashat or Tarat has to be the length of a Shvarim Truma. That's a Chumrah, the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay? Alright, very good. Well, I wish you guys a happy, healthy year, a good health, you and your families. Should daven with a lot of kavana and do a lot of chesed. And this is, we should be only together for simchas. So Thursday we have Shir, Tainis, 11:30 this show. I think 11:30, yeah. I would probably end a little early to Tainis get ready for Minchas. Alright, very good guys. Happy, healthy year to everybody. Shkoyach for coming in. I know it's like a...